This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the third hour of the program, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Back to the phones, to the fun. We can talk more about Ademo Freeman and CopBlock.org. The founder of CopBlock, Ademo, seems like he's been having a paradigm shift recently to a perspective of peace and love and forgiveness, which is very different from the man who had been promoting F the police and F your badge as his primary catchphrases, if you will, over the most recent years. So we'll get back into that if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts come first. Let's go to, we've got Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
By the way, I'm surprised since when there's a lunar eclipse, you can see the curvature of the Earth and the shadow of the Earth on the lunar surface. And it kind of shows you that the Earth is round. And I'm surprised they didn't think of that as a way of determining longitude thousands of years sooner, because, you know, you just think, okay, what's the local time when the lunar eclipse becomes total? Okay, what's your local time? It's the same moment they saw it in London as they saw it in Rome and Constantinople and so forth.
But they didn't have
the Roman Empire.
They didn't have the standard of time wasn't around the globe at that international at that point. I mean, they just sort of took a guess as to what time it was, right?
No, they had the rising and setting of stars and when the sun is on the meridian and stuff like that.
Okay.
But anyway, about the cops.
You ever heard of a sundial?
Getting back to the cops, I just want to point out that this morning out in Baytown, Texas, the chief deputy constable was pulling in and getting out to go into the building, the cop building, and an assassin came in and took out that cop. And so I named my latest website after that cop. And so I'm not going to give a plug on the air, of course, for it, but I'm just saying that it's not very flattering about cops. And it's a whole new website that I set up, and it's dedicated to that cop that got gunned down. And I'm sure some people that are looking for more information.
Well, you can't tease. I mean, now I want to know what is the website?
ClintonGreenwood.com.
So you made an entire website about a cop that was, and this guy was recently killed,
gunned down this morning in Baytown, Texas, and just as people are getting, let me find out more information on the internet, let me put that in there, it's probably going to filter through, and that's going to be one of the top results, because that's the name they keyed in, and that's the title of the website and the domain name, so that's probably going to show up high in the results, and they're going to see some truth about what cops are, and that they are the scum of the earth, and that they threw the flash grenade into that toddler's playpen on 28 May 2000.
No, wait, just to be clear, the cop who got killed wasn't the cop who threw a flash grenade into the child's playpen.
Well, kind of like if you're in the service during the Second World War, you don't go looking for the exact same pilots that dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor, because all of the armed forces of the hostile government are the enemy for the duration of the hostility.
Yeah, and they need to be stopped. And if they can be stopped peacefully, that's great. I think that's a pipe dream. If somebody can accomplish that, great. And if they can be stopped violently, you know, that works too. Either way, it stops them from throwing grenades on toddlers.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It just doesn't seem very libertarian to, group everybody in this one particular group together. I mean, is the animal control officer also, should he also be subject to the same punishment as the SWAT team?
Okay, well, there's a difference between punishment and defensive force. Punishment is what you do after the fact, for whatever reason, revenge, deterrence, whatever. Defensive force is something you do to stop oppression. So, first of all, cops are all committing, conspiracy to commit these acts. Just because they don't happen to be the one that pulled the pin on that grenade doesn't mean that they're not in a group whose purpose it is to commit these kinds of acts. Maybe they've never personally been involved in a act this heinous or this kind of clickbaity, but they're still in a group whose this is their purpose and this is what they do. Second of all, because they enforce laws and because there's all kinds of ridiculous victimless laws, by putting on a uniform, by putting on a badge, by identifying as a cop, they're committing assault, kind of just by being there.
You know, I've met so many cops that I would have that are willing to listen to these ideas, that are interested in the ideas of liberties. I was brought to the ideas of liberty by law enforcement officers. And I think that, you know, when we alienate, I'm you know, vehemently anti-war, but I try very, very hard not to alienate the enlisted men and sort of low-level officers and those kind of things. I think that we're far better off making, you know, pointing fingers at, the
politicians.
Politicians, bureaucrats, police brass, high-level bureaucrats, not your average functionary, police brass, military brass, these kind of folks, because there's a much smaller group of them, and they have so much more power.
Right, and I think that is also a valid strategy, and at this point in the game, I think that all strategies are useful. But just because one is useful, or yours is useful, or Ian's useful, or that guy who called in and doesn't like me, his strategy is useful, doesn't mean that mine isn't always useful. And we're going to reach different people, but it's not like there's a shortage of what I'm doing, or a shortage of what you're doing. I mean, excess, I mean. So,
yeah, I was going to say, there's definitely a shortage.
There's definitely a shortage. There's not an excess. So it's not like, I don't feel like I'm pulling... I mean, I guess I am, because I could be doing something else instead, but it's not like I'm pulling resources away from where they're needed to where they're not needed. Different things are going to reach different people, and they're all valuable. The peace-hugging cops is valuable, so is the, hey, you know what, at the end of the day, this is not a net violation, you probably shouldn't.
The non-aggression principle. What about the cops? I mean, I understand that you sort of view them all in the same light. You consider them all to be part of the same criminal gang. You said if you put on the uniform, you're committing assault. And, I mean, there must be some exceptions to that rule. What about the officer that goes out there and he is specifically against pulling people over for BS, you know, speeding ticket violations? What about the officer who refuses to arrest somebody for possession of marijuana?
He's not going to be an officer very long. You're not describing a thing that actually happened.
There are cops who will look the other way when it comes to, you know, possession of marijuana.
They oppress people enough to keep their job if they're keeping their job.
There's a good chance you're right about that.
There's a 100% chance I'm right about that.
Wouldn't you prefer to have the lowest threshold rather than the highest threshold, right?
Threshold of what?
Threshold of oppression from police.
Yes, but there's also the philosophical... it is a bad idea to kill cops, but there is the philosophical question of, does this violate the NAP? And just like with shooting heroin, you shouldn't do it, but it does not violate the non-aggression principle. And saying that confuses people.
There's a difference between saying that it doesn't violate the non-aggression principle. I'm with you on that, I suppose. I mean, I suppose this is a much more convincing statement than... let's kill some cops, right? Like that.
That statement, just for the record.
But
statements to sound remarkably like that.
Well, and that's the thing. The people that are there are people out there who only look at the non-aggression principle when they determine what is right and wrong. And
that's a really bad way to go about your life.
It's a terrible.
Because can you shoot cops, you can shoot heroin. You can call your mom at 2 a.m. and call her nasty things even if she's not. Can be really legalistic about everything in your life, and that's a really horrible way to go about life.
Well, but
the
if somebody
non-aggression
has the
principle
belief...
is the absolute minimum standard for human behavior.
And it's a terrible, you know, if that's all you have, then you're not a good person. Where I was going with that is, if somebody believes that all police are inherently aggressive because they put on the badge, they're committing assault, then that could lead someone to say, well, if they're committing assault, then that's aggression, and so therefore I can go out and slaughter police at will.
Well, and they can under the NAP. It is a bad plan at this particular point in history. And that is the only thing, by the way, that makes it make sense to a lot of people. That is the only thing that made it make sense to me at the time. after I spent 6 years as a minarchist. Because if you're saying that it's a not violation to kill cops, then that means that it's okay to be a cop. So then you're saying that it's okay for the state to exist, and then it doesn't make sense to be an anarchist. I struggled with this for a long time.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says, it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want, so head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can also get your shopping done and get a great deal, like 20% off, or you actually get to choose the discount, 10, 15, 20, 25%, 33% is the maximum discount. I didn't really think I was going to get it, but I went for it on a recent item over at saveitpurse.com. And it was an item that I thought, you know, I don't really need this thing anytime soon, so I'm just going to put it at 33% and wait and see what happens. And it took more than a week. But somebody did actually order the item for me, so very happy about that. You can get these amazing discounts. The catch is you have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or one of the other competitors to Bitcoin in order to use saveitpurse.com. If you've got dollars, sorry, you can't use saveitpurse.com. You got to use Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency to get these amazing discounts on your purchases at Amazon. I buy everything I get from Amazon through saveitpurse.com, and I've saved something like $1,700 in 2 years on 80-plus purchases. I mean, it's amazing. That's money that I would have spent anyway because I was going to buy the stuff anyway. So why not save 10, 15, 20%? It's easy to do. You go to saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight as we go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ian. He's on the line in China on via Skype. Go ahead, Ian.
Well, I guess I'm going to revert to this police thing. I'd like to see any lawyer call into the show and tell me that a cop isn't guilty of the RICO Act by simply putting the badge on his shirt.
RICO meaning, I forget what it
RICO
is.
RICO is basically a conspiracy.
Racketeering in criminal and organizations. If you're affiliated, the actual name of the act, here it is, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. If you are affiliated with any of these corrupt organizations or racketeers, you're guilty. You put your badge on, guess what, baby? You are affiliated with a criminal organization working for racketeers.
I would generally agree with you, but I bet you there's a carve-out in there for law enforcement.
No, it's just not illegal to be in law enforcement, which is the, the defense.
It is illegal to be in collusion with a criminal organization or under the influence of racketeers.
Right, but they're not going to define themselves as criminal organization, which is the problem there. Yeah. And I do think that RICO
they
takes it too
legal.
Far.
I'm medical, not legal, but this made sense to me.
Right, and by logic, yes, under RICO, cops would be guilty, except that it's not illegal to, they're not going to make it illegal, they're not going to rule that way because they'd be ruling against themselves. Right. And I do think RICO takes it too far, because RICO, you don't even have to necessarily know that you're a member of something that is, like, you could be guilty of being a mafia member under RICO without knowing that you're in the mafia or knowing that the person you're working with is a member of the mafia.
That is a fact.
But
there are cases of individuals who are doing 20 years for being affiliated with something they didn't know was a criminal organization.
Right. And
they got scooped up in the dragnet.
And that does take it too far. But if you are committing actual conspiracy with someone, hey, we're going to go do this not criminal thing, but, you know, this non-aggression principle violating thing. Let's agree to do this. And then just because you're not the one pulling the trigger, you're still guilty. But, yeah, definitely under RICO, you know, yeah, they're absolutely guilty.
Well, that said and done, let me backpedal to my original comment, which is about that flat earth thing. Guys, the earth is hollow. How can it be flat?
It's like a ping pong ball.
Shannor, think about this. Admiral Byrd was no fool. He wasn't given to whimsy. This is a highly decorated naval officer.
Appeal
Rear Admiral Byrd describes in his diary flying over 1,700 miles of lush and verdant landscape, as he describes it, on the pole. He says and swears in his diary that the North and South Poles are only two of many entrances to what he calls the Hollow Earth.
Now, isn't it possible that he's crazy?
Okay, think of this, though. The testimony of one person has sent many people to the gallows, the gas chamber, and the firing squad.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because the government isn't good at logic.
One person. So here's a guy, one person, along with his entire air crew, his exploration team, his support people, all attesting to the same thing.
I've never heard that before.
I think that it's more likely that they were victims of MK Ultra than it is that the Earth is hollow and we haven't figured that out.
What is MK Ultra?
It's when the CIA was slipping people acid, especially in the military and schools, but kind of just anybody, kind of for fun.
Okay, but you don't put acid in the admiral's drink when he's piloting and leading this expedition.
You do if you're the feds. You don't care if they crash.
And here's the final clincher. Hmm. The National Geographic pre-published the story. They interviewed him. They talked to him. Every copy of that magazine was taken up from the distributorships and gone.
Really?
Well, I gotta say that...
It wasn't Nat Geo who pulled them. They were polled by three or four different named organizations, and Byrd was told, shut your mouth, this now becomes military secret. And Byrd said, the genie's out of the bottle. And they said, shut up. He was allowed to retire honorably, one of the highest decorated soldiers in history, rear admiral of our fleet, and his word isn't good enough, but Melanie, you could accuse Ian of kicking the dog meat out of you in a bar fight, and you have no bruises to show for it, but your word is going to get him arrested.
Right, it would, because we have a horrible legal system that does things like that. The fact that the legal system is the same.
Okay, so they take your word.
Right, but they shouldn't, because that's horrible evidence. It's not evidence.
Here's Admiral Byrd. Admiral Byrd. You know, to become an admiral, you need congressional appointment. You don't just become a general officer. The president has to approve it after general appointment by the Congress.
So this is appeal to authority. I mean, I don't care that he's an admiral, but I am kind of interested in this. If he knows where this great spot is, and if all of his team knows where it is, well, his team knows, right? And, you know, if my dad told me that this great area that one could go exploit economically or, you know, in whatever way, this lush, verdant area that's on the North Pole, which doesn't make any sense since it's a sheet of ice. But
he's crazy.
Nonetheless, if there was this area and I believed it, I'd say let's go. Because, I mean, I'm ready to go exploit it now if you can convince me that it's there. At this point, I'm not convinced. Why haven't you gone? I mean, it's awesome, right?
I have gone because I'm an underpaid nurse in China.
Okay.
Well. I make less money in a year than you make. I'll probably make a
This would be seem like it'd be a relatively easy thing to prove, what with satellite technology now and, you know, satellite imagery of the entire globe.
Okay,
not over
good.
The holes.
Thanks for mentioning. Go to your Google Earth, hop onto your satellite, and look at how those areas are under
all right. Thanks for the
squares.
Call tonight, Ian. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And as always, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Mark, tell me about hope.freetalklive.com.
Well, what's a project that I've got going where I'm trying to help a friend build an orphanage in Uganda. So he's been taking care of about 40 orphans over there, and you know they're sleeping in this area that's about the size of a large walk-in closet, and they've done the work to get the foundation put in for the orphanage, but they need concrete and rebar right now, and it needs about $2,000 to make that happen. And I'm trying to get people to help out and, you know, donate like I have to this project and see if we can get this foundation put together. One of the reasons that it needs to be done so quickly is because they have made a bunch of bricks and these bricks deteriorate in the foul weather, which is rainy season's coming on. If they can get the foundation put in, they can at the very least set the bricks on the foundation and then sort of wrap them so they should be okay rather than just decaying into the mud from which they were made. So please go to hope.freetalklive.com. All the relevant information is there. You can ask questions. I can help with a donation if that's what you need. Whatever it is, hope.freetalklive.com. Frankly, we haven't had a lot of action on this. For whatever reason, something I'm saying about this project in which I'm involved isn't motivating people. We've had so much luck in the past with getting, helping charities and that kind of thing. Maybe it's because it's in Africa and people don't trust Africans. I don't know, but I
do have to be careful. I mean, because there are a lot of scams that come out of some of those countries.
I have worked my butt off to ensure that this is true. Like, I'm not going to send my listeners over there to donate money to some kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've seen the videos and I've watched them doing this work. They've, you know, named me and said hello, and the kids have sang songs to me. This is legit. Best I can tell. Hope.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Willie. He's on the line, listening in Lake Isabella, California, to KVLI. Hey, Willie. Willie in California, going once. Willie in California, going twice. We'll put Willie back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll try him again here in a little bit. Let's go to a different Ian. This one is calling from, I believe he said, Ohio. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I wanted to take it into a different direction.
All right.
And that you talk about Bitcoin.
You're not supposed to, so I got to let you go. We're doing a radio show. Sorry about that. Maybe some of our internet listeners, he did say to me that he was newer to the show when I was screening his call briefly there. Maybe our internet listeners don't realize it, but this is a radio show, first and foremost, and we're heard on broadcast radio stations. And so saying certain words, like the F word, are, well, we can't let that happen. And unfortunately, we have to basically have a zero tolerance policy for it. So, unfortunately, he won't be able to talk to us tonight, but you can always call back tomorrow. Yeah. We have a one call per night rule. Feel free to call in again. Don't say the F word. Don't say the C word. Don't say the
S word. An S word.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few things you shouldn't say. Those are the specific ones.
Yeah, like a handful of words that you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
If when in doubt, leave it out. That's usually generally a good rule when it comes to broadcast radio. Come up with something else. So, anyway, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Wow, I got so lucky there. The first the two callers ahead of me just screwed up, so I get my turn. Wow.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Lucky you.
Well, you know what? I have a hypothesis. There's a reason why the city of Chicago and Atlanta, Georgia, they like red light cameras.
So, revenue.
They're corrupt.
Well, you know what? I'm assuming there's a high population of African Americans, and percentage-wise, they get hit by cars more than the other nationality people. So if a city like Manhattan and L.A. has a high population of African Americans, and they like red light cameras. So that's my assumption.
If you're black and you like red light cameras, please call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And then after you call us, call the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right. When you use New York, I think it's the most laughable part. So a city that has a policy of shaking down black people is somehow protecting them with red light cameras.
I mean, this is the jurisdiction that kept going back to the Supreme Court to... After the Supreme Court told them they weren't allowed to choke people to death, they're like, well, what if we do it this way? No. Well, what if we do it this way? No. That's that jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the population, it's a high African American. Those are the people that vote in the mayor, that vote in the city councilors, that people live there. And those are the people that like the red light camera. See?
No. No. You're projecting, Sarah, your own beliefs onto those people. You believe that because you like red light cameras and you are a pedestrian, that therefore all pedestrians like red light cameras, especially black people who you say are more likely to be hit by cars. You seem to think that everybody is going to come to the same conclusions that you have about this.
Well, you know something? I did my own survey. You know, I talk to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something? The African Americans, they agree with me. You know something? They're very supportive of the speeding bans and the red light cameras from the ones that I talk to.
The opportunity to call in and point that out, but I really think this is the best bet here, Sarah, is to follow the money. And the money is that, is it Redflex? What's the name of the company? Is basically paying off politicians to get on these cities, and the politicians like the revenue, the bureaucrats like the revenue, it's the people in the government that want the revenue. That's what makes the most sense.
So, you know, something, half of the cameras are gone now, do you think our life has gotten better? Do you think it has saved more lives like you guys claim? What's the stat? No, more people are dead inside cars and as pedestrians.
More people are dead. The thing is you can't show the numbers that show that red light cameras save people. I can show the numbers that say that they kill people, and that's the difference.
Pedestrians are killed last year. That's the worst.
Yes, but they weren't killed at red lights when the red lights were changing. And many times pedestrians are killed because they've misbehaved themselves on the side of the road.
Yeah, pedestrians would seem to be far less likely to be killed at red lights, given that many cars are stopped at the red light. But regardless, Sarah, we've been over this with you, you know, before, and the reason why cities who are motivated by revenue, not safety, the reason why cities have removed these cameras is because it has been such an outrage that people have been so outraged that these cameras have caused more car accidents. Now, you believe that that's just minor little fender benders of people, you know, that are slamming on their brakes to avoid going through the red light, as opposed to when the red light cameras aren't there, you believe there are more like T-bones where people will go out into the intersection and get slammed into the side of their car, which sounds plausible on its front, but the statistics show that these cameras increase the danger at these intersections so much. They increase the danger so much that these politicians who normally would ignore stuff like that can't ignore it because there was such a great pushback against these things from the population in any given area. They could not ignore the statistics that were put in front of them about the dangers that these red light cameras propose. That's how, you know, egregious of a danger that the red light cameras are, but you ignore that.
Yeah, having been hit by in the rear end at a stoplight when I stopped for the red light and it had just turned, I understand the dangers of this. You know, the guy that was behind me was looking at his phone.
You might survive it, but you might have whiplash as a result.
I had a back injury that's lasted for more than 15 years as a result.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 733 EU. Can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Remaining moments coming up next.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing. One that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got more calls on the line, so we're going to get to them. We never did actually finish up the story from Ademo Freeman called Was I Wrong? But if you want to see that in full, I will put it up on our Facebook and Twitter. Of course, it's over at copblock.org, so you can check that out as you wish. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to the phones and the fun. We talk first to Eric. He's in Delray Beach, Florida, listening online through the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Eric. Hello, Eric. Eric going once. There he is. Okay, we have you now. Yeah. Go ahead.
How you doing? A couple weeks ago, I kind of kicked over the anthill with this immigration welfare spending thing, which I then, listened in the next couple days, I realized there was a whole bunch of callers. And I did more research on this, and 'cause I cited the Cato Institute study, which that caused a big uproar. But the more I look into this, it's pretty pretty well documented that immigrants really aren't qualified for all that much welfare.
Well, that's kind of misleading because their children who were born here are.
Right. I'm sorry. Illegal immigrants aren't. Legal immigrants are. And I'm getting my information from the NCSL.org, which is it's an immigration policy institute. And, you know, only legal immigrants with green cards or refugees with or people granted asylum, you know, sort of lawful immigrants
right,
are really
right,
able
but,
to
but
get.
But a U.S. citizen child of an illegal immigrant is eligible for welfare.
And if you're in a sanctuary city, it's unlikely that you're going to get bothered as, you know, an illegal immigrant or undocumented worker or whatever terminology you wish to use.
That's not a justification for initiating force against people who are crossing an imaginary line, because U.S. citizens take welfare all day long as well. So,
it is
misleading, if not just flat out false, that illegal immigrants aren't on welfare as well as U.S. citizens.
They're not qualified, is what I'm saying. So, this is based upon federal law, and there's different, you know, in sanctuary cities and in certain places, I'm sure there's violations of that. I'm just saying, as the law is written, a lot of these numbers were being skewed because of legal immigrants that are qualified. So, there's a huge difference.
Right, but if I said that it's illegal to give you a grant, but it's legal to give your car a grant, you're getting a grant. So if I say it's illegal to give you food stamps, but it's legal to give your two-month-old child food stamps, food's going the same place.
Can a two-month-old child apply for food stamps? I highly doubt that.
No, the food stamps are in, and most welfare is in the name of the adult. It can be in the adult's name, too, depending on what comes
so,
program. But like,
so an adult who's not qualified can apply on behalf of a qualified child?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm basically just saying, you know, I just wanted to get to the point of sort of like, yeah, there's legally born citizens of illegal immigrants. It's kind of a different thing. I understand those qualifiers and everything. It also came up with that woman that, you know, she was kind of more conservative and just like shooting down the Cato and everything. I get that and I get these conflicting studies, but one thing I'd like to really ask the more conservative people, it's like with all this outrage focused at immigration and recipients of benefits. Well, I'd like to posit that the greatest welfare queens or lushes or sponges are actually is the U.S. military. Mm. And if they would apply the same standard that they do to people crossing those imaginary lines. And I'm a veteran. I'm a Marine. So, you know, I'll say this all day long. I say it at the VA or whatever, you know, like.
And is that what you're saying? Are you referring to the people who are sort of ex-military? They're the welfare recipients or the people who are current military?
Duty, active duty. I draw a difference there because we sign a contract, okay? And as a libertarian, I believe in contracts. And when you sign a contract at USMC, there's a profane thing about you signed the blah, blah, blah contract. That's sort of, you know, when you get out, because you signed that contract, just like if you did with any other employer where the contract, you know, says, okay, well, you're going to do this job for me. And as a result of that, I'll get this. I'm not saying that, you know, I believe in people mooching off the government, but if you enter into a contract with somebody and you get out, then you're kind of, yeah, you can draw on those benefits. What I'm saying is active duty, the Pentagon, that's where the greatest percentage of our budget is just siphoned off of the American taxpayer.
Well, I'll contend that. So just because, some giant ship or tank is purchased, that doesn't benefit the soldier, sailor, airman, or
Marine. Well, no, but then that would benefit
but
the contractors.
I would
contractors.
Say that it's Medicare. When you're talking about old people getting service, spending a quarter and getting a dollar worth of service back, that is where your largest amount of welfare is going.
It seems like the argument often boils down to, well, I'm paying taxes and da 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 da.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's like, okay, you know, it's like, well, listen, you know, what you're paying for is largely a professional slush fund for an organized band of murderers. You know,
that's certainly what Smedley Butler would likely say.
Semper Fi. That's how I begin. He's one of the men that really helped like shape my opinions on this. And you don't know it until you've been in the belly of the beast. It's very difficult to understand the bile, you know? So.
Good call, Eric. Thanks for sharing your personal experience with us. I appreciate that. Let's try Willie one more time. We're going to give, maybe there's some technical difficulties. Willie, are you with us now? Willie going once? Willie going twice? He's gone. All right, let's go to Ralph in New Jersey.
You know,
Ralph, Ralph, yeah. Just want to let you know that we're going to put a restriction on you because you've been calling about the same thing for way too long. We don't want our listeners to get bored of you. So we want to challenge you to not use the terms El Negro Animal tonight, okay? Now go ahead with your call. You cannot talk about black people.
You know, the gas wave in Chicago broke once again, the animalistic ways of, them people, okay? Them people and...
He just can't. He just can't do it. He just can't. Isn't there anything else that's interesting to you in life besides black people that you don't like? What is it you like, Ralph? What is it that you...
Okay. What about Rachel Dolezal? Is there anything interesting about Rachel Dolezal?
This is the woman who was pretending to be black.
Other than identifying herself for what she is not. Now, this is why guilty run amok, okay? This is why guilty...
That you might be right about.
All right? Okay? This is why
I don't agree. I did not hear
recently... Hold on, Ralph. Go ahead, Mark.
If the lady wants to be, you know, she claims that she's trans black,
right?
I say she is.
That doesn't even mean anything, though.
She functions in the world,
that means she wants
the way
to be
she
black,
understands
right?
to be black. I mean, I don't care. Like the thing is that. I think that you can identify black as a color, and it seems like she's probably not that. You can identify it as a culture. You know, that term is used. And if that's what she wants, the culture she wants to identify with, I don't see a particular problem with it. I think that, you know, there are lots of people of lots of different colors that move through the major culture in the United States with ease and alacrity and would never point fingers at them.
Because they don't claim to be something they're not.
They never claim anything. They just...
Right, then they're not lying. They're just,
The book is called In Living Color, Finding My Place in a World of Black and White.
If you plug that book one more time, you're going to have to pay for a plug.
Halfway through the book, I get the impression that there
you
is something psychological. Yes, I did. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Kudos to you for that.
I want a sociological study because I already studied, you know, the animalistic ways of the black as well.
All right, now I gotta get rid of you because you broke the rule. You broke the rule.
He broke the rule in the second sentence.
He said animalistic and then those people.
He said those people.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but then he changed it. But it was his first time, okay? So then he changed it to Rachel Dolezal, and that was actually like a topic. You know, that is actually something that we could discuss. Right? Something we haven't heard before every single time he calls. So thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. New rule for Ralph. And maybe another caller as well who didn't call tonight. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Well, actually, he did call, but then he hung up. We're going on the air. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the free archives and the interactions that you can have there. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.